This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted on behalf of the International Bomber Command Centre on Thursday, the 3rd of November 2016. The interviewer is Reg Lunn, and the interviewer is Mike Connock. The interview is being conducted at the Okay, Reg, we'll go on with what we were talking about. Is that you tell me whereabouts you were born and when?
Mm-hmm.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Fulham, London, SW6.
That was in
1922.
Yeah, yeah. And then whereabouts did you go to school?
Fulham, what they call Fulham Central School.
Mm-hmm.
Very good school. And I was there and passed the scholarships there.
Enjoy those school days then?
Pardon?
You enjoyed those school days then?
Oh, yes. No regrets at all, no.
Yeah.
No, no regrets to end more than 6 years in the Air Force.
Yeah, how old were you when left school?
How old was I?
How old were you when left school?
About 15 and a half.
Yeah, so what did you do?
I left early to start an apprenticeship, yes.
Yeah. What was the apprenticeship?
In the printing trade, yes. Letterpress, yes.
Yeah.
On the big ones, Mealy's and the big machines, not the small ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what made you choose to join the Air Force then?
Most of my school friends, they were in the Air Force, and unfortunately, a lot of them got killed. On operations, I used to go home on leave, and my mother say, "Poor Don was killed and." On operations, yes.
Mm.
And that was that. Yeah.
So when you joined the Air Force, you went straight into ground crew. Or you deselected.
Oh yes, yes, oh, yeah.
Did you say you applied to go to air crew?
Sorry.
You said you applied for air crew.
I did. I played twice. Yes, yes, and twice I passed the selection board. Yes, well, except you go and have a medical. And just go to medical, and so as soon as he said medical, I knew I was finished because I knew I was colourblind.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 2 minutes, I'm unfit for air crew.
Mm.
And that was that. I was out.
So you were there, you selected for ground crew.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
And what did you get a choice of what trade you went for?
Yes and no. I wanted to work on aircraft.
Yeah.
So that was that actually.
Yeah. So you finished up as what? Engine fitter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Corporal engine fitter. Yes.
Oh right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So when was that you joined up then?
When did I join up? In 43.
No, it must
have been.
How old were you?
When I joined up, 19.
So you were born in
1922.
22, so it would have been 41, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
41, that's about 41.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where did you do your basic training?
In the Air Force.
Yes.
Up in Blackpool, Squires Gate.
Yeah.
That was their home for all the trainings. Engine training.
They did your engine training up there as well?
Yes.
Well as your square bashing?
Yes.
Yeah. And how long was that for? How long did you do your engine training for?
It was about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. So how many would be on your course? And would there be many?
Just the same number of
What was accommodation like? Were you in billets or in hotels?
Yes, in civvy business,
Civilian premises, yeah.
Yes.
A bed and breakfast type of accommodation.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
6 months there. And then from there we went.
Which aircraft did you? Which engines did you work on when you were there in the training? Well, in your training, all sorts.
Mostly American Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royces as well.
Mostly Rolls.
Your Rolls Royce. So Merlin, you do what?
Merlin's, yes.
Yeah.
Went on a Merlin course to Bristol. That was an interesting 2 or 3 weeks down there, yes.
So when you finished your engine fitter training, which was your first posting then?
The first posting was... I think it must have been Wick.
Wick, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what aircraft did they have at Wick then?
Well, not the aircraft, but the engines mostly.
Oh, were they?
Yes. Most engines,
So they didn't have any... So Wick was it wasn't Coastal Command then, was it?
Oh, it was. Oh, yes. 48 Squadron, yes. Sunderland and Hudson's, yes.
Oh, Hudson's, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so it's 48 Squadron. 48 Squadron.
48 Squadron, yes. Mm-hmm. And they broke up and was posted overseas, but I didn't go with them.
You didn't go with them?
No, I was posted farther south. Down to Allness and Invergordon down there, yes. Again on Coastal Command, yes.
And what aircraft were they there then?
They're the same, just Sunderlands and Catalinas.
Sunderlands and Catalinas, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which aircraft did you prefer out of the two?
Oh, I think that the Americans, yes. Yeah.
Everybody likes the
cats. Catalinas, yes, yeah.
Mind you, they're big aircraft, the Sunderland, aren't they?
Yes.
And the Sunderland flying boats. What's the crews like on these aircraft? Are they a different number of crews? How many crew have you got on the Sunderland? And.
About six, I think. Mostly six, yes.
But not so many on the Catalina.
Oh, cats only about three or four, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got plenty of flights in those.
Oh, yes, on test flights,
yeah.
Mm. Only flying round and round and round and round, yes.
Mm. So, and how long were you at Invergordon then?
How long was it? About 3.5 years, 4 years.
Yeah. And accommodation like there, what was, were
just
you in billets?
Or in Nissen huts.
Nissen huts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you get out much, area?
We used to go to Inverness any time off we had, but mostly it was all work.
Yeah.
And had an occasional day off and leave every about 6 months, that's all.
So what did you do on your days off? Did you go out much?
I was so tired through working so non-stop, we didn't go far as a NAFI and a WOYMCA, yes.
Yeah. So you said you got leave about every 6 months.
Yeah.
How long a leave did you get?
About a week, seven days.
And you go home?
Oh, yes, to go home, yes. Mm-hmm.
Take you a long time to get home then?
It did, hours and hours, yes.
Do you get the train from Inverness?
Yeah, Inverness, yes. And go either Inverness, Glasgow, or Inverness, Edinburgh.
Mm.
Yes, well, a train from Invergordon to Inverness. And then, depending on which leave you was on, you either went to King's Cross or... What else is there?
Houston, some of them?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
No, there's not, nothing. So,
yeah,
okay.
No, so how long were you at Invergordon, you say?
About 3.5 years.
3.5 years, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you enjoyed your time there, did you?
Sorry.
You enjoyed your time there, did you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes. We worked hard and played hard, yes.
So what, when you finished at Invergordon, where did you go to?
I came here south. Eventually I finished up at St. Morgan down there. That's where I finished up.
One extreme of the country to the other.
Huh?
One end of the country to the other.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And what aircraft did they have at St. Morgan then?
Again, that was Transport Command, bit of Ferry Command, just ferrying new aircraft from Britain to Europe. Yes.
So you worked on quite a variety of aircraft there then?
Oh, yes.
What sort of aircraft did you work on then?
Well, again, not a variety, but most of them would say the Dakotas, and Bolton Paul, Defiance.
Oh, yeah. Defiance, yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Did you mention Spitfires?
Not much of it. Well, Spitfires, yes, but not a great deal.
Yeah.
There were mostly transport rather than fighter command, yeah.
And life was good down at St. Morgan then?
Oh, well, yes, it was, yes, especially in the summer when we used to go down straight from work in the evening and just walk down to the beach, down the cliffs to the beach, and spend the evening down there, and that was everybody had a good time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were at St. Morgan until the war finished, were you?
Yeah, yes, I was demobbed from St. Morgan, yes.
When was that?
In 45.
45, the end of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shortly after, was it shortly after the end of the war or later in 45?
Well, 30... I don't know. About half and half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you never considered staying in?
Well, I did... But then I thought, all my friends they were demobbed, and I'm glad to be back in Civvy Street. So I thought, well, maybe a lot in that. So I didn't bother to sign on.
Yeah. So when you look back at those times, you enjoyed them.
Don't regret a day. No.
Even though there was a war on. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So when you went back to Civvy Street, what?
I went back in the printing trade.
Yeah.
Down there. And served a few years down there, yes. 10 to 4.
So when you, after you went back into the printing trade there.
Yeah.
And you met your wife after the war, of course.
I thought she was a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
A nurse and,
in London, was she?
Yeah. One of the biggest hospitals in London.
Guy's.
And then she qualified at Guy's and then went to the eye hospital.
Moorfields?
Moorfields, yes. Mm. Qualified there, yes.
Yeah.
And I met at the Pally one, Hammersmith Pally one, oh, yeah. one Friday
the
night.
Famous Pally.
Yeah. Our second home down there. The Hammersmith Pally, just walking distance from the Hammersmith Pally to where we lived. So that was that.
You're a great dancer, were you then?
No.
You enjoyed dancing?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did dance in those days, didn't they?
Yes, they did, yes.
Seemed to have done.
Yes, yeah. I read it just a few months ago that they knocked a Pally down.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
I didn't realise that.
It was about three or four nights a week. Yes, Sunday was mostly just dancing, and Tuesday and Wednesday was to go on the pubs in Hammersmith down there before we went into the palace. Yes.
Mm.
And that was that. Yeah.
So when was it you got married?
In 39. No,
49.
No.
Must have been after the war.
Sorry, dear. Was it 43, I think it was.
Oh, during the war? You got married during the war?
No. After. A few years after the war, yes.
Mm. Mm, don't worry. And you had two children then?
Yes.
Mm. What were their names?
Robert and Valerie.
Oh, of course, yeah. But,
yeah.
And lots of grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So, going back, you don't keep much contact with any of the former members of your RAF, RAF?
No.
After the war, you...
Just a 2 or 3 years, but then, drifted apart, and that was that.
Did you get involved with the... any organisations?
Oh, the RAF Association.
Yeah.
I was one of the founder members.
Oh, right.
Yes.
In that area, yeah.
Yeah, and we used to meet 2 or 3 nights a week, and we used to go out on different known functions, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, Reg, I thank you very much for your memories of those days. And it's great for you to let me talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you for it. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah,
brought back memories. Yeah. Had to back the old Rainbrooks over to some of them.
So if there's anything else you can remember, please don't hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much, Reg.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
It. Well,